welcome to the Talk About Podcast. I'm your host, TW. Listen, I know you have so many choices out there for your entertainment. So whoever you are and wherever you may be, thank you for spending a few minutes of your day here with me. Yeah, you happy to see me? I'm happy to see you too. Listen, we about to get into it. And listen, you already know we're going to talk about the stuff that everybody's talking about. We're going to talk into the stuff. We're going to talk about the stuff that everybody's getting into, because it's really, really, really only a couple of things that's really, really, really on everybody's mind. And, you know, I'm not going to just let this time go by without talking about those things, okay? You know, I'm not just going to let this time go by without getting into it, especially when a brother had work tonight and I couldn't even be around for Turnbuckle Talk. Shout out to Turnbuckle Talk. Shout out to the good people, the homie Mimi. Shout out to the homies, okay? Shout out to, shout out to my broski Duke over at Duke Loves Wrestling. Had a great talk with the broski this week, man. Great dude. Y'all definitely check out the Duke Loves Wrestling podcast wherever you get your podcast at. You can always find great content over there. Now, real quick, show me some love, okay? If you are here right now, just take a minute and hit that like button. Anybody who is watching this video, hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button so you subscribe to the channel. And hit the notification bell so you get notified each and every time we drop some brand new fire content on this page, okay? Yes. We are here for all the good stuff. And speaking of all the good stuff, listen, I know, you know, we know, it's really only one thing everybody's been talking about this week. And so we're going to get to it, man. The number one thing everybody's been talking about this week is the boy CM Punk. I know. When I say CM Punk, some of y'all applause, and some of y'all be upset. Some of y'all be upset. We know this, and that's just the reality of it, okay? Because he's polarizing. And here's the thing about it, right? Some people hate CM Punk. Some people love CM Punk. But the truth is, hate him or love him, people talk about him. That's the same thing Triple H said, right? That's why WWE signed him to a contract, brought him back to WWE after all the years gone, all the bad blood, all the crap talked on both sides, all around, up and down, you know, whatever. The man is a draw. He's a draw. He's something that people talk about. He's someone that people care about. People want to know if he's winning. People want to know if he's losing. Whether you want to cheer him or boo him or laugh in his face for getting knocked out in the UFC cage, you care. That's the point, is that you care. Think of how many wrestlers are up in your face all week, all over your TV, all the time, and you just don't care. There's a lot of them. I'm not making that up. There's plenty of wrestlers who are just constantly thrown in your face all the time, but you really don't care. You don't care about what they're doing. And so it's not his fault. You care. And when there's something out there that attracts attention, attracts eyeballs, a big company like WWE is going to invest in it. So that's why you see CM Punk back on WWE TV, regardless of all the crap that was talked and everything, because at the end of the day, everybody likes money. That's right. Everybody likes money. And that's what it is. And so, listen, if there was any question about whether or not people care about CM Punk, right? Because when people don't want to hear about something, or when they don't have a good excuse to ignore something, people say, oh, who cares? Well, guess what? Everybody cares, all right? That's the truth. Everybody cares. Because if you've been on social media, all you've seen is people talking about CM Punk in one capacity or another for the past few days. And WWE even released a statement that the return of CM Punk was their most viewed social post ever of all time. This is from an article written by Mark Ramondi of ESPN. It said WWE crushed its social media record over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend with the return of CM Punk at Survivor Series, garnering more than 71 million views across all of the sports entertainment company's platforms. WWE said Tuesday that the comeback moment has more than 71 million views across all platforms, making it the biggest social post in the company's history. I said the biggest social post in the company's history. The previous record was held by a video last year from Logan Paul as he jumped from the top rope during a match against Roman Reigns. And that video garnered more than 40 million views across Paul's and WWE's social platforms in less than 24 hours. So shout out to Logan Paul. He's a big deal, right? People talk about him, whether you like him, whether you hate him or love him. That's why he's around, because he's a draw. You might want to see him fall on his face. You might want to see him get punched in the face. You might want to see him fail spectacularly at something you feel like he has no business doing, but you watch. You watch and you talk about it. And the same thing applies to CM Punk. No matter your feelings about him, you care. You care and you watch. And that's why they keep bringing him in, okay? Because he, you know, he makes you feel some type of way. Now, again, not only do the stats suggest that CM Punk is a big deal, but you suggest CM Punk is a big deal, because that's all you're talking about. If you look on your timelines, all the tweets I'm seeing are complaining about CM Punk and what he said or what he didn't say. People wanted him to go on Monday Night Raw and crap on the Elite or crap on AEW. People were circulating clips of him telling MJF that the grass isn't greener on the other side. And hey, pal, if you want a main event night 4 of a buy one, get one special, you'll get released faster than you lasted the sack. And all of this stuff, people had all the receipts. People had all the receipts. And people were mad. Oh God, people were mad. And I say this, look, if you guys learned anything from this past couple of days with this whole CM Punk nonsense, it should be that you have no business taking sides in these arguments between companies and people who don't care about you. They don't care about you. CM Punk don't care about you. WWE don't care about you. AEW don't care about you. So stop taking sides. If anything, take the side of the person who's most relatable to you, right? Most of us are employees of some kind. So me personally, when I hear there's a dispute between labor and employers, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna take the side of the labor because I relate to that, right? I relate to that. But you guys are out here, again, like finding yourself some sort of attachment to wrestlers. And it's all performance. It's all performance. You know, one of the big things you guys are so mad about with CM Punk is he went on AEW and he said, you know, that he was never going to get better staying in the same place, a place that made him sick, referring to WWE, and that now he's back in WWE. And listen, I got to tell you guys something, okay? I got to tell you guys something. Grow up. Grow up. If you work for a company, your job is to do any and everything you can do to help that company succeed. Even if that means talking bad about your competition, right? Like that's part of the deal. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But guess what? It's all in the name of money. It's all in the name of trying to help out your employer so they can make more money, so that they can pay you more money, right? You know how John Cena has been on a parade telling everybody that Roman Reigns is the greatest of all time? You know why he does that? Because WWE and himself make a lot of money together. And he wants WWE to continue to flourish so that maybe one day, if he wants to come back to WWE, he can continue to make money with WWE. He doesn't mind telling you that the person you're watching now is the greatest person of all time, right? Because that's what's gonna help the company flourish. And if John Cena worked for AEW, guess what he would say? He would tell you that MJF is the greatest wrestler of all time. That's right. That's right. That's what your hero, John Cena, Mr. Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect. That's what he would tell you if he worked for AEW. If he went to AEW, he would tell you that MJF is the greatest of all time. There's never been anybody as good on the mic. There's never been anybody as good on the ring. There's never been anybody as fashionable as MJF. That's what he would tell you, because you say whatever you gotta say to make your company look good. And that's what CM Punk did. And by the way, that's what you should do at your job every day. You should tell your employer, oh, this is the greatest job ever. Yes, I love it. Yes, this is my dream job. This is exactly what I want to do. Why would I want to work anywhere but here? This is awesome. I love doing this. That's what you should all do, all right? That's what you should all do. And you should also have applications out as many places as possible. Try to go to the place that's going to pay you the most money. Then you should go there and tell them, this is the greatest job ever. I love it. Okay, that's what you should all do, okay? That's what you do for your employers so that they continue to pay you, right? Like, I saw so many people that are like, oh, Punk's a hypocrite because he talked bad about WWE. He sued WWE, and now he's back. Listen, I saw a lot of that same energy that people were having when the news leaked out a few weeks ago that Colin Kaepernick wrote a letter to the New York Jets asking them if he could be their practice squad quarterback. And I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all are mad at this brother for trying to get back in the NFL and make hundreds of thousands of dollars? Like, what? He's like, oh, well, you said the NFL was racist. And he was right. Okay, like the idea that because you work for a company, you can't call out something they do wrong, right? Again, like CM Punk. CM Punk worked for WWE and he talked about some things that he didn't like. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're doing your job, right? And as long as that direct deposit clears every week, then you're doing everything that you got to do, okay? Keep doing your job. Now, I'm not talking about saying things to tear down your company, make your company go out of business. But if your company is in the wrong about something and you feel like you need to speak up, fine. That doesn't disqualify you from working for them in the future, especially if you can bring some value to them. And in the case of CM Punk, WWE sees value in him, right? They see value in him and all the attention that he draws, all the clicks he gets, all the conversation he creates. And so they brought him back in. Now, let's talk about the big moment that happened last night on Monday Night Raw. This was a very anticipated episode of Monday Night Raw. I heard people saying that this was akin to the Raw after WrestleMania, which is another highly, highly overrated thing. I mean, like, the Raw after WrestleMania was a really cool thing. Until WWE figured out that we cared about the Raw after WrestleMania, and then they started promoting it as a big deal, and it just became completely uncool. Like, it's weird. It's like, once they figure out that we like something, then they start trying to make it cool, and it completely becomes uncool. So anyway, the Raw after WrestleMania, way overrated. Nothing good ever happens on the Raw after WrestleMania. And yeah, that's that. So anyway, This Monday Night Raw had a big hook, right? A big hook because we wanted to see what was CM Punk going to say. So we watched and we watched and we waited. And then after 2 hours and 45 minutes, CM Punk finally came out and said basically nothing, right? Like, let's be honest. CM Punk basically said nothing. What he did do was he reintroduced himself to the WWE audience. He spoke on a live mic in front of a WWE audience for the first time in almost 10 years. And I talk about this all the time when I talk about why WWE didn't fumble the bag by not putting the title on Cody Rhodes at last year's WrestleMania. Because they're not doing it for us. They're not doing it for the fans who have been here since the 80s and 90s and have our own kids now. They're not doing it for us. They're doing it for our kids. They're doing it for the young fans. They're doing it for that 7-year-old fan who's seeing Cody Rhodes for the first time, that 10-year-old fan who's seeing CM Punk for the first time. And those people who are watching this show and seeing these characters for the first time, they're getting introduced to them, right? So CM Punk comes out on Monday Night Raw, and he cuts this babyface promo. So guess what? To the audience that's 12 and under, CM Punk is a babyface. That's right. To the young audience, CM Punk, if they watched last night, if they were up until 11 o'clock, you're a bad parent. But also, CM Punk is a babyface. Okay? CM Punk is a babyface because he came out and he cut a babyface promo. He told the WWE audience, I love you. I missed you. And he said, I got two words I got to say. And I thought he was going to say, I'm sorry. I know. Now, you want to talk about hell freezing over? That's when hell really would have froze over. If CM Punk came out and said, I'm sorry, that would have been something nobody saw coming. But what he did do was he said, I'm home, right? Like, for all the people who don't know narcissists and gaslighters and stuff like that, they don't tell you sorry. They just say, we can make this work. We can get this back on the right track. Whatever I said, whatever you said, it doesn't matter. Let's get this back on the right track. Did I slap you? No, it's okay. So let's put our heads together and let's figure out how to make this work. It doesn't matter who did what, right? So CM Punk said, he didn't say I'm sorry. He said, I'm home. I'm home and I'm back. Okay. And what he did also say was, he said, some people don't like the fact that I'm back. He said, some people don't like the fact that I'm back, and I'm paraphrasing here. Some people don't like the fact that I'm back because it makes them uncomfortable. It makes them realize that despite their best efforts, they're not the best in the world, because the best in the world's name is CM Punk. That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. Now, he didn't say no names. He didn't say no names, but that was clearly a very thinly veiled shot at Seth Rollins, because we all saw the video that was circulating, going viral, of Seth Rollins going crazy, being restrained by Michael Cole as CM Punk made his entrance at Survivor Series. Now, I gave my thoughts on that, and I'll just retouch on that here. Listen, Seth Rollins is a man who we saw in a real life or death situation when he was attacked by some crazy person that clearly had mental problems and ran up on him and tackled him on a live episode of Monday Night Raw in Brooklyn. We saw Seth Rollins very calmly roll into a guillotine in which he could have choked that little fat man out, okay? But he didn't. He subdued his attacker and let the authorities take over, and then he got right back into character and went on with the show, okay? Now, I said all that just to say, Seth Rollins is not a guy who loses his cool and gets frazzled during a live show. He doesn't forget that the camera's on. He doesn't forget that the microphone's on. Like, I just forgot this microphone stand was in my way and I just knocked it into my face. That doesn't happen to Seth Rollins, okay? He remembers where he is, and he knows how to keep his composure. He knows how to keep his cool so that you can stay on task and stay on track with the show. Now, what does it have to do with what happened at Survivor Series? Because all of that bravado, all of that excitement that you saw coming out of Seth Rollins, that was a point. He made a point to do that so that everybody in attendance, when they look at CM Punk, they would also be looking at Seth Rollins. They would put those two things together, and he was right. Everybody who circulated the clips of CM Punk, they've also circulated the clips of Seth Rollins needing to be restrained during CM Punk's return entrance. That was smart. Seth Rollins is a guy who understands the concept of getting pushed down the card for someone that people deem to be more interesting. It just happened to him with Cody Rhodes. It's been happening to him his whole career with Roman Reigns, okay? So Seth Rollins understands, I gotta keep it interesting. I gotta find a way to stay relevant, stay interesting. So Punk's moment has become Punk and Seth's moment. That's smart, okay? That's smart. I say that the cool thing about wrestling is the real-life competition aspect of it, right? Like, you have these guys who are competing. They're competing for TV time. They're competing for merch sales. And they're competing to be the main events of these big shows like WrestleMania. You know, like, you'll have a few spots like the Roman Reigns of the world, who was like, you know, company stamped and you're the top guy no matter what. But as we've seen with guys like LA Knight, you can work your way up the card if you can find a way to make yourself interesting. So Seth Rollins is a guy who's been here long enough and he's seen enough people come and go who, when they have some buzz, that they can jump right over you and end up in that main event spot. And he is not trying to let that happen to him with CM Punk. So what he's doing is really smart. Now, he didn't call out Rollins by name, okay? But again, that little jab was definitely a dig at Rollins. And here's what I think is going to happen with CM Punk. I think CM Punk is going to go from Raw to SmackDown. I think he'll kind of float between both brands, you know, just really playing up on his return for a little while. And eventually, he's going to have a face-to-face with Seth Rollins, and that's going to kick off their program. Now, here's the part that I find interesting, is when are they going to do the CM Punk-Seth Rollins match? Is that going to be a match for Royal Rumble, or is that going to be a match for WrestleMania? The fact that Punk and Rollins did not have a face-to-face confrontation, and by the way, earlier in the night, Seth Rollins came out and he did his promo and fans were chanting CM Punk, and, you know, Rollins acknowledged it, but he didn't really go into depth about it. You know, he ended up getting interrupted by Drew McIntyre, and now Rollins is going to defend against Jey Uso next week, but McIntyre attacked him. So Rollins is still like the center of the universe, and you got all these stories and all these characters that are revolving around him in the world title. But there has to be an end game, right? There has to be an end game. And my guess, if you were to ask me right now, I think that guess, that end game is going to be CM Punk at WrestleMania. That's what I think, okay? If you were to ask me right now, I would tell you I think that this is all leading to CM Punk versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. The fact that they did not interact on Monday Night Raw tells me that they're slow playing this and that this is just going to happen, you know. We got 8 weeks between now and the Royal Rumble. There's 8 episodes of Monday Night Raw between right now and the Royal Rumble. So they got plenty of time to build this up with little interactions, little, you know, pass by each other in the hallway, interrupt a promo. One guy's leaving a match, one guy's coming out for a match. There's plenty of ways to have these guys interact between now and Royal Rumble that's going to lead to WrestleMania. So let's see how they decide to play it. Now, the other part of this that I think is really, really interesting, and I think everybody needs to keep an eye on, is Seth versus, I'm sorry. My brain got a little bit ahead of itself. The other part of this that I think everyone needs to keep an eye on is Punk versus Roman. At some point, they are going to put CM Punk and Roman Reigns in the ring together for a promo segment. And when they do it, people are going to go crazy. Now, the question is, how crazy are people going to go when they put CM Punk and Roman Reigns together in the ring for some sort of promo segment? If they put up the kind of numbers that CM Punk's return video put up, or if they put up the kind of numbers that Logan Paul's video jumping off the top rope onto Roman Reigns from that, I think it was a Saudi Arabia event. If they do those kind of numbers when CM Punk and Roman Reigns go face-to-face, I got to tell you something. Cody Rhodes, your story, the main event of WrestleMania that everybody has had you penciled in for. Well, I have certainly had you penciled in for that since you lost at last WrestleMania. I knew that they were going to try to milk at least 2 WrestleManias out of this. I got to tell you, if CM Punk versus Roman Reigns starts to create a lot of buzz, I mean a lot of buzz. You gotta listen. You can't discount the fact, you can't discount the idea that the WrestleMania main event could be Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. People may not want to hear it. People feel some type of way about CM Punk because he talked trash about WWE. Oh, how could he? But there's not a bigger match than that they could do. And they've been building up Cody for 2 years now to take the title off Roman Reigns. But there is not a bigger match that WWE could do for WrestleMania than CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. So keep an eye out. Keep an eye out, because at some point, they're going to have CM Punk float over to SmackDown, and he's going to have a face-to-face confrontation with Paul Heyman. He's going to have a face-to-face confrontation with Roman Reigns. And when it happens, I'm telling you, when it happens, it could get spooky. It could get spooky for the American Nightmare, okay? I'm telling you. So here's the beauty of all this, okay? As I mentioned before, we have 8 weeks between now and the Royal Rumble, okay? So you know what that all means? You know what that all means? It means that we are in WrestleMania season.
Bing bang.
Yes, we're in WrestleMania season, and you gotta love it. We're here. We have made it, ladies and gentlemen. We have made it all the way from the whether you were disappointed by Cody Rhodes' loss or whether you were excited by Cody Rhodes' loss, we have made it. We are here. We are on the other side. We are in WrestleMania season. Everything that happens from here on out is going to be a part of the build for WrestleMania. We are on the way to WrestleMania, baby. Yes, we are on the way to Philly for WrestleMania. Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm excited, and you should be excited. You should be excited. And if you are excited, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. But if you are, but listen, what I do want to ask you to do real quick, if you like this show, if you like what we're doing over here, please just take a moment, hit that like button, okay? Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, okay? Let everybody know you like this video. Go ahead, drop a comment. Let me know what you think about the show. And listen, if you really like the show, the best thing you could do is tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's bring more people into the show, okay? I want to thank you guys for spending.
This guy stinks!
Whoa, relax! If you really like the show, the best thing you can do is tell a friend to tell a friend, guys. Let's bring more people into the conversation. Until next time, I'm TW. Peace.